Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
When your dreams don't happen, what do you do? This is a personal experience. There was a time when I was so brokenhearted because my dreams were not coming true. I wanted to establish businesses so I could help a lot of people. So I remember one of the first businesses I put up was a squid ball stand. I put it in the sidewalk, the rent was low, and I kept on and I said, yes, this is gonna grow and there will be 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 squid ball stands. And then I saw an opportunity to put up a hot dog stand. And so I put up one in a mall. Oh, much better location than this squid ball stand that was not earning very much. And then I put on an ice cream scooper. Who does not want ice cream? And so I had big dreams to be able to build my businesses, multiply these food stalls, and then I'll be able to help a lot of people, give, donate, help charity. My friends, that squid ball stand lasted for 2 years. It started losing money, and finally I decided to close shop. That hot dog stand lasted for 6 months. That ice cream scooper lasted for 6 months. Why? From day one, it started bleeding money. My friends, at that point, I decided I want to give up. Maybe being an entrepreneur, my dream, was not God's dream. In my mind, I was thinking maybe God just wants me to be a preacher and a missionary. My friend, today I am an entrepreneur. Decades later, I run 2 successful businesses with 200 employees. And think about it. Why? Well, first of all, my businesses now are not about food because I'm not an expert in food. My expertise is communication. I communicate well. I speak and I write. And so both of my businesses are about that. That's the core. In our gospel for today, we have the disciples being brokenhearted because Jesus was crucified. They wanted a commander-in-chief. They wanted an armed rebellion with Jesus at the helm, leading a revolution to kick out the Roman soldiers. That's their dream. It didn't happen because God had greater plans, not only for the salvation of Israel at that particular era, but the salvation of the entire world in all history. My friend, when you feel that your dreams are not coming true, please remember, God has a bigger plan. Our mistake is that we confuse our dreams with God's dreams, when our dreams are but goals, and sometimes our goals do not align to God's dreams. Think about it. I wanted to become an entrepreneur. I wanted to help a lot of people. That was my dream. Today, that has been fulfilled. But it did not happen through the goals that I set because God had other plans, bigger plans, better plans for me. That's my prayer for you today. When right now you are frustrated because your dreams are not coming true and the plans that you have are being dashed to the ground, please listen. Remember that God has bigger and better plans for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Say this with me. Lord, thank you for opening my eyes. And I want to trust you, Lord, that though I am disappointed, and though I am frustrated, you are lifting me up and you are encouraging me. Thank you, Lord, that your dreams for my life will be fulfilled in your own way, in your own time. I trust you and I follow you. Amen and amen. Do you want to receive abundance in your life in every single area? My friend, sign up for my soul food letter at bosanchez.ph. You will receive brief, actionable, practical, very effective advice on your career, finance, health, relationships, love life, and your spiritual life, delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up now.